This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. What do Tom Waits and Franz Schubert have in common? More than you might think, according to the New York Festival of Song. For more than 20 years, it has presented eclectic song recitals, mixing classical, Broadway, and pop, and it will do so again tonight. Jeff London tells us how the festival got its start.
In 1988, pianists Steve Blyer and Michael Barrett were talking about the state of the vocal recital, and they decided it could be much more interesting and engaging.
And we thought, there are 5 million songs we don't even know that are as good as these lovely things of Schubert and Fauré and Debussy that everyone keeps singing over and over and over. We don't want to throw those out, but what about all this amazing stuff?
And the New York Festival of Song, or NYFOS, was born. Using their encyclopedic knowledge of song repertoire, Barrett and Blyer put together a popular series of concerts that were grouped around different themes. Guilty pleasures, love and betrayals, the afterlife. You might hear some German Lied. Or some music from Latin America. Or an opera singer getting down and dirty.
Hit the road, you bumblebee, since you crave variety. From now on, don't buzz around my door. Hit the road, you bumblebee.
And you might hear all of them on the same program. Michael Barrett.
That's been a real important part of NYFOS, is the range of it. It's not just American song. We're Americans, it's what we do. Contemporary music, the American songbook, all of this stuff. But also, our motto is, no song is safe from us.
Hit the road, you bumblebee. I'd much prefer a beetle to an insect mean as you. Why, a low-down old mosquito wouldn't do the things you do.
Barrett and Blyer want their concerts to be spontaneous and entertaining. Both frequently chat directly to the audience from their twin pianos. And Steve Blyer says,
I always tell singers, you know, if you see bald spots in bouffants, you have failed. If they are buried in their program book, they are trying to figure out what you're doing. You've got to give it to them so that they are completely engaged.
Last week, Blyer and Barrett rehearsed their latest program in Blyer's Upper West Side apartment. The atmosphere was loose and comfortable. The singers took their turns around the baby grand. There were snacks in the kitchen, lots of cups of tea, and a humidifier puffing in the background. They were working on an evening called Night and Day USA, which explores how people's work lives measure up, or don't, with their dreams. Steve Blyer says he thought,
that would be a great idea for a program, you know, a kind of a portrait of working and dreaming. And lots of different kinds of people working, and lots of different kinds of dreams.
One of the singers is soprano Sherry Gruber. She's done 5 NYFOS programs and says they're very different from the opera and oratorio work she normally does.
It's usually about 10 days that you have to put these shows together and perform them. And I look at them personally as the most terror and fun you're going to have in 10 days in that season. And it is just sheer joy to make music this way, to share with your colleagues, and to really figure out different ways to do things.
Like having an operatic baritone sing a Tom Waits song, something James Martin is doing in the Night and Day program. It makes him a little nervous, but he knows it'll go over.
The Night Falls audience is just fantastic. They're willing to go on the journey with us. So they're as fit for fun and terror as we are.
And it's hard to be romantic, sweeping up over by the cigarette machine. Sweeping up over by the cigarette machine. I can't wait to get to work and see my baby.
Steve Blyer says he enjoys seeing how the different pieces in the program fit.
The juxtaposition of songs is a lot like cooking. Things go together and kind of explode into flavors and explode into stories.
Night and Day USA will be performed tonight at Merkin Concert Hall. Nyfoss's new radio series, No Song Is Safe From Us, can be heard on WFMT in Chicago and online. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.